Sport. BBC Radio Cornwall.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio Cornwall's Non-League Football Review. I'm Jack Murley. We start, as always, with the classified scores. Conference South, Welling 5, Truro City 1. Peninsula Premier League, Bovey Tracy 3, St Blasey 3. Buckland Athletic 2, St Austell 0. Clumpton vs Penzance postponed. Elberton Villa 2, Torpoint 1. Falmouth Town 0, Saltash United 2. Ivybridge Town 1, Camelford 1. Launceston vs Dartmouth postponed. Liskard Athletic 1, Tavistock 1. Royal Marines 0, Plymouth Parkway 1. Witheridge vs Bodmin Town postponed. Division 1 West. Hale 0, Dobbles 1. Helston 1, Penryn Athletic 1. Perranporth 0, Vospers Oak Villa 2. Plimstock 0, Foxhall Stars 1. Porth Leven 1, Newquay 9. Truro City 2, St Dennis 1. Weybridge 2, Holsworthy 0. It was always going to be a tricky ask, but still, a 5-1 defeat away to promotion chase in Welling is not the way Truro City will have wanted to start 2012. Scott Walker was the sole scorer for Lee Hodges' side, who can muster up a squad of just 13 fit players. The City boss was particularly unhappy with the performance of the match officials.
Well, yeah, I just said about the officials, and it's hard work when you're trying to battle hard and trying to get something from the game, and the officiating there weren't up to the standards, and not just for us, but at times it was for them as well, and he just lost control of the game, and it is disappointing, but, you know, Welling are a good side, and I hope they're up there and thereabouts and going for the playoffs come the end of the season. I'm not arguing about... I think we didn't deserve to lose 5-1, but it was just a tough day.
There was something of an upset in the Peninsula Premier League as Saltash United beat Falmouth Town at Bicklam Park to move within 1 point of third place. Falmouth boss Alan Carey says he has no complaints about the loss.
Today, I thought we looked very leggy. I thought we looked tired. I'm not going to take anything away from Saltash. I thought Saltash worked very hard, had a very good game plan. Sat in deep, made us look very ordinary, I thought.
Darren Edwards saw his Liskard side held to a 1-1 draw at Lux Park by Tavistock. Edwards says the conditions didn't help matters.
At the standard we play at, obviously, you get a good side together, you play good football, and then all of a sudden the weather conditions are in and you can no longer get it down and play football. And I think we've tried doing that against teams when the pitch has been bad, and we've been found out. We've overplayed at times, it's got stuck in the mud, people have been slipping. So it plays its part, it plays its part, definitely.
Newquay returned to winning ways in some style, scoring 9 goals in an emphatic win over mid-table Porth Leven. Newquay manager Glyn Hooper says the result couldn't have come at a better time.
This is the important part of the season now. What we've done before is history, and we've got to, you know, try and finish off what we've started. And, I'm just delighted we've put in a performance after what's been a difficult time in December. We haven't played particularly well. But the players have responded superbly today.
Well, that's all we have time for this week. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Sport. BBC Radio Cornwall.